You know, over the years, several friends have mentioned to me that they have a few books that they read over and over again because they enjoy them so much. I've been known to revisit certain books now and then, but it's not something that I do very often. I'm Lisa Morgan, and this week on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has something old and something new to recommend. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Some people love to reread books, but not me. Before a couple weeks ago, I couldn't have told you the last time I read a book twice unless we want to go back to Go, Dog, Go. Well, then I read Elizabeth Strout's new collection of linked stories, Anything is Possible, which is a sequel to her previous book, My Name's Lucy Barton. The second I finished it, I had to read Lucy Barton again, and then it was back to Anything is Possible. In the end, I read two books twice and loved it. Now I'll be hoping for a TV adaptation, especially if it's as good as the four-part HBO series based on Strout's earlier book, Olive Kittredge. Did you see that, Lisa?
I did. I loved it. I thought Frances McDormand was brilliant in it.
She sure was. I mean, I was not on the bandwagon with that book, although it won the Pulitzer Prize, until I saw the TV show. My Name is Lucy Barton was a different story. I was in love from the get-go. Lucy, an aspiring writer and mother of two in New York City, is hospitalized for many weeks after an emergency appendectomy. Though she hasn't seen her mother in many years, her husband William calls her and buys her her first plane ticket. Despite all we then learn about Lucy's difficult childhood, the family of five lived in her great uncle's garage. She was often left locked in the cab of a truck for a whole day while her parents went to work. Her father was subject to spells of insanity due to PTSD. Lucy is deeply comforted by her mother's presence. They gossip about former neighbors, make up nicknames for the nurses, have an argument about the death of Elvis Presley, and then she leaves. But this encounter, plus the encouragement of an author she admires, get Lucy to work on a memoir, which by the end of the book has been published. The nine stories in Anything is Possible are set about three decades later and explore the lives of all the townspeople Lucy and her mother were gossiping about in the hospital, revealing their opinions of Lucy and her book. Everybody remembers how poor the Bartons were, that they were said to have cooties, that they smelled, that they lived in a garage. The Barton kids, Jesus, poor kids, is a typical reaction. But not everyone is Lucy's fan. She's a bitch. She thinks she's better than any of us, says Lucy's niece to her high school guidance counselor, a woman named Patty Nicely. A few days later, Patty's mother tells her, I saw Lucy on TV a few years ago. Hotshot. She wrote a book or something. In the thick of her own unhappiness, Patty Nicely heads into town and buys herself a copy of Lucy's book. What relief she finds there. Quote, Lucy Barton's book had understood her. Lucy Barton had her own shame. Oh boy, did she have her own shame. And she had risen right straight out of it. Gossip has a bad reputation, but sometimes it's just being interested enough in people to want to know more about them than they might want you to. That's what this book feels like on a literary level. The only real question is whether you should read My Name is Lucy Barton before you read Anything is Possible. I think it could go either way. If I'm any guide, you'll be reading them twice anyway.
Well, I'll have to check them both out. You can find information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.